Hello, and welcome to the latest episode of Mosaic Podcast, created to provide information and stimulate discussion about important issues in senior living. I am Andrew Banoff, President and CEO of Mosaic Senior Life, formerly known as Jewish Senior Services. We are proud to be celebrating our 50th anniversary of serving seniors in Fairfield County and beyond. Every day, we are asked questions about aging, Alzheimer's disease, home care, and all aspects of the senior care navigation process. We hope that this podcast will give you valuable information and that we can be of assistance to you and your loved ones in your journey.
Welcome to today's podcast. I am Mary Przinski, here with my co-host, David Magner. Today, we're switching it up a little. I'm going to be doing the interviewing with my co-host, David, since he is the program coordinator for the memory workshop here at Mosaic Senior Life, and that is today's topic. David has his bachelor's degree in human services from University of Bridgeport. He started his career here at Mosaic Senior Life as an intern with the Grasmeron Park Adult Day Program during college, and then he was hired as a recreation assistant upon completion. David is known for being an enthusiastic facilitator who creates fun and stimulating programs that keep his participants engaged and enthusiastic. David is dedicated to providing support and education to the members and their caregivers and partners. As a key contributor of the Mosaic Senior Life Organization, David is able to connect members with other individuals experiencing similar challenges with memory loss, while building a strong rapport with their families to enhance the continuity of care. David, let's get started. What is the Memory Workshop, the Early Memory Loss Program, and what does the program include?
Sure, Mary. The Memory Workshop program is a peer-to-peer support and educational program for adults facing challenges with memory loss and or mild cognitive impairment. The Memory Workshop provides support, strength, and purpose, and connects participants with other individuals experiencing the same challenges. The Memory Workshop also provided participants with memory loss prevention activities, such as recall, skill builders, challenging mind exercises, and educational topics such as wellness and health, and skills to cope with memory loss. Our goal is to provide socialization, stimulating programming, discussions, educational and social support for individuals living with memory loss, and to help them maintain and or enhance memory and brain functioning. The program also includes specialized chair exercises such as Tai Chi and chair yoga, which are member favorites. Group discussions on a variety of topics our members choose to discuss, such as current events, reminiscent topics, or personal stories or history. And of course, one of our favorite programs, which is really not a program, all members receive lunch as well.
Oh, I know that's a big, big thing with the elderly.
Yes, it is.
Why was the program created?
Well, Mary, the Memory Workshop was launched in 2019 with funding from the Brookdale Foundation to meet the need of a growing population of seniors facing memory challenges or mild cognitive impairment and who were not necessarily ready to attend our medical model adult day program. However, needed more structure and education regarding their memory challenges that were not necessarily available at a local senior center. Over the few years prior to opening the program, we encountered many of these individuals in the community who were in need of assistance, which is why we decided to launch the program. We felt that an early memory loss program, such as the Memory Workshop, is critical to meet the needs of this growing population to help them with support, education, and stimulating programming, and more profoundly for many of our members, providing them hope and a sense of independence to those living with these memory challenges. And honestly, many of our participants report improved self-esteem, socialization, and a sense of belonging. Family and caregivers really have a peace of mind knowing that their loved one is in a safe and stimulating environment. As I mentioned, we help foster independence for all our members. And just recently, one member had stated to me, "Hey, David, I'm using all the memory tips I've learned in these classes, and they're helping," which is always so great to hear in our feedback.
And I've walked into the program before, and I've noticed that there's such a bond with the groups that you have on particular days. What is your feeling about that?
You know, many times individuals may be apprehensive about coming to the program. What does the program look like? Am I going to be accepted? Is this something that I'm going to enjoy? And what I find is they're uncomfortable after a while just talking with other people who are going through the same challenge. They build special rapports and new friendships. They're always worried, where's so-and-so today? Or how are they doing? Are they on vacation? Are they coming in? It's like, it's really the best way to describe it is it's like their own personal family and support group. And it's really great to see.
And no judgment.
None whatsoever. They're always about, don't worry, we'll help you. And I think that's great.
I love that.
Absolutely.
So what does the ideal candidate look like?
Sure. So the program will benefit individuals that are concerned about changes in memory. They're also for individuals willing to speak about maybe their diagnosis or general concerns and experiences living with their memory loss. Individuals that are really able to manage independently and all personal care needs, as it's a non-medical program. And more profoundly, individuals that are looking to retain, as I mentioned, and sharpen memory. They're looking for that socialization, stimulating program, discussions, education, and more important, support.
So do members attend every day?
Great question, Mary. Generally speaking, they attend one or two times per week. We currently operate two in-person sessions, Monday and Friday session, and a Tuesday and Thursday session as well from 10 to 3 p.m. We also offer a virtual online component as well for members who may not be able to attend in person, maybe on vacation, but they still want to, you know, enjoy the programming. And we offer that four times a week for 1 hour each.
So do you provide any additional services or support to the caregiver or partner? I know that's so important these days. It's not just the person living with the memory issues, but it's also the family member.
Absolutely. And a lot of times when we meet caregivers and care partners with a loved one who was just diagnosed or has some memory challenges, they're in the beginning stages and they don't know where to turn, right? So we want to make sure that we're supporting them as well through individual counseling, including planning for the future with a focus on community resources available and some of the services that we offer here at Mosaic Senior Life. We also provide monthly support group sessions. We facilitate a virtual session every third Tuesday of each month and an in-person session, which occurs every third Wednesday of each month as well.
And how can someone get in touch with you if they want to hear more about the program or if they want to see if they qualify?
Absolutely. They can contact our office at 203-396-1021.
So just to recap, the memory workshop is for individuals who have mild cognitive impairment or early stages of dementia who are looking for meaningful activities and opportunities for cognitive stimulation and enhancement. Participants can come 1 or 2 days a week or attend virtually. And there are many benefits of attending this program, such as stimulating the brain, socialization, and improving their self-esteem during their older years. So David, thank you so much for being the interviewee. I love it. This is something different. I appreciate you coming in.
Thank you so much, Mary, and great job on the recap. I may be losing my job next time. Thanks again, Mary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast for Mosaic Senior Life. Please stay tuned for additional episodes on topics that are meaningful to you. In the meantime, please call us at 833-MSL-LINK, 833-MSL-LINK, that's 833-675-5465, or contact us at mosaicsl.org. That's Mosaic with a Z, S as in senior, L as in life, .org, mosaicsl.org, for more information on any of our services.